The man nominated to replace Robert Gates as U.S. Defense Secretary, Leon Panetta, is in Pakistan today. So is the president of that country's next-door neighbor, Afghanistan. During his visit, Hamid Karzai urged Pakistan to support the Afghan government's possible reconciliation with the Taliban in hopes of ending the war there. The talks inaugurated a joint peace commission, but Karzai still had tough words for Pakistan, calling on military leaders to get rid of the militant safe havens that have bred distrust between the two nations for years. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy has more.
Pakistan's reputed ties to militants make it mandatory for it to be involved in any sustainable peace deal next door, which is why President Karzai has come. Like the Americans, the Afghans know there can be no settlement without the Pakistanis' help in bringing along the Taliban, the group Pakistan helped create and nurtured as a hedge against India in the region. But a decade of war has transformed relationships, and Pakistan today prefers to downplay its influence with the Taliban, which has so far rejected peace overtures. Prime Minister Yousuf Raza Gilani stood beside President Karzai at a news conference and said Pakistan was ready to provide whatever support was needed for an Afghan-led peace and reconciliation process.
We both want stability in Afghanistan and in Pakistan both. And our only aim is to support the peace process. It is in the interest of Pakistan for a stable, peaceful, prosperous, independent, sovereign Afghanistan.
Pakistan denies assisting groups such as the Haqqani Network, which the U.S. calls the most brutal of the Afghan Taliban-allied militants. But their sanctuaries in Pakistan leave Islamabad open to the charge, similar to the one it faced over the presence of Osama bin Laden, that it plays a double game, saying it disallows extremists but actually tolerates them. President Karzai said the sanctuaries were extensively discussed. However, neither side would provide details. With the United States set to begin a drawdown of troops from Afghanistan this summer, an endgame is taking shape in a war that has ravaged Afghanistan and radicalized Pakistan. Barely a day goes by without Pakistan's homegrown militancy afflicting the country with bombings. The war has also begun to spill across the border. Last week, 400 militants reportedly stormed from Afghanistan, attacking a military installation inside Pakistan, killing some 30 security personnel. President Karzai vowed to investigate what he called a worrying sign.
And all the more reason for us to work harder to remove radicals from both countries and to remove sanctuaries wherever they may occur. This is a reminder to us that things have gone beyond tolerance and are really, really deeply hurting both nations' security and well-being. It was exactly the theme that we discussed today.
President Karzai restated that 2014 is the deadline for Afghan forces to take control of the country's security. But he would not be drawn out on whether there will be continued American troops after that, saying it depends on the strategic declaration between the two countries. Karzai's visit coincided with CIA Director Leon Panetta's trip to Islamabad, in part to repair fractured U.S.-Pakistan relations. The U.S. operation that captured and killed bin Laden deeply humiliated Pakistan's army, and it subsequently ordered most U.S. military personnel out of the country. Panetta reportedly was bluntly told today there would be no American boots allowed on the ground. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.